Just gave you those Champions League scores from Europe, but of course the Asian Champions League was on last night. A man who we heard his dulcet tones on the match, and of course the preview and the review. And they say it was too late for me, Berkey, 2-2, but some really good judges saying just one of the best high-quality games we've seen for quite some time. I wonder, is that the thoughts of Robbie Slater? Hello, Robbie.
Yes.
How good was it, mate?
Very good. Yeah. Very good. They should have won.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, the thing they'll be disappointed with, the chances they had, particularly Ninkovic, two chances in the last 15 minutes were completely missed the target. But apart from that, they were fantastic. Going forward, they were back to their old selves. Defensively, they were a little bit loose, and both sides were, but it was refreshing to see Sydney, you know, back in form. As we saw them last week against the Korean side, Suwon Blue Wings. And I said at the time, look, I think this is a one-off. And a lot of people sort of thought, well, no, it's probably the level of the competition. And I think Sydney proved last night that it's not that, that Sydney are a fine side. Ninkovic, Mierzewski, Brosk was outstanding. Bobo probably out of the quartet was the one a little bit off, but no, a great job, and just a shame they didn't get all 3 points. Mm.
What was the turnaround, Robbie, from Graham Arnold's point of view? What did he say to them? Did he give a rocket up them after that game against Suwon?
Well, look, he's not one for rockets, really. I mean, look, obviously they would have discussed things and he would have been disappointed, but no, I just think, and I said it at the time, I thought it was a one-off. The game that they played against Blue Island, they were just very flat. And, you know, normally in a game, you get some players who are flat. And but to have a whole team that was flat was very, very unusual. And I think that was proved last night that it was the one-off. But, you know, he will be disappointed, though, because all that was a very good performance. It's a game they really should have won.
Yeah. But they're not chasing their tails quite as much as they were after
that's right, TK.
Last week. So, I mean,
and they'll feel a lot better about themselves.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's good, very good preparation for the derby on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is the last one at Allianz. Because, as we know, it's getting knocked down. There'll be a whole rugby league season there, of course. But this will be the last Sydney derby at that stadium in its current form, of course. But it was a great preparation for that game, which is the pick of the round. That's on Sunday.
And they're a much better team now, I would imagine, Robbie. The Western Sydney Wanderers getting used to Gombau now. But last time it was 5-0, and there's nothing like a professional's pride being hurt that badly to come out and want some revenge. So I can see the Wanderers being really fired up.
Oh, they will be. And like you said, they're in a much better position than they are when they played that game. When, let's be brutally honest, it was 5, but could have been 15. And no, looking forward to it. Should be a cracking game at Allianz. There'll be 40,000 or there or thereabouts. Yeah. Let's hope so. On Sunday to witness it. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking at the odds right now. Sydney FC $1.55 to win. Wanderers $5.50, and the draw paying $4.30. I think they must be still thinking about that last game, perhaps.
Yeah, well, travel's tough too. The Sydney FC's got to come back. I know.
They got the travel. Yeah, of course they have.
All factors including into there. What about this call there? Impending catastrophic collapse. The A-League clubs have warned FIFA about our country's football. Do you agree with that statement, Robbie?
It's very dramatic. Listen, I think we're in a precarious position.
Okay.
And I think people should realise the gravity. Whether it's at that level at the moment, I'm not sure. Hang on 2 seconds, guys. I just had a frog.
Pardon you. Pardon
me. That's right. I didn't get to bed till 2:30.
Done well, Ross.
Yes, I know you guys get up at
you're okay.
Arrows every morning. But you go to, I know TK goes to bed about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, nana nap.
Now, the state that we find ourselves in with, you know, there's no doubt that the crowds and ratings have been, you know, massively down this season due to a number of factors. We need expansion. We've gone through all these topics. We need marquees. You know, we need to market and promote the game properly. You know, there's a whole other range of issues of ticket prices, kickoff times that could be discussed as well. But look, the clubs have to realise that they can't get all the power, and the FFA need to realise that after, you know, now that we're in our 13th season, that they have to give the clubs more of a say in where their money's going. I think in that submission, one of the points also was that since the league started, the owners have lost collectively $300 million.
Wow.
You know, if you're going to lose your money, you want to say in it.
Sure.
And I Jeez. Think that's fair. Now, whether FIFA, which way they're going to go back and they're going to put a working group together. But certainly the submission by the clubs to FIFA was brutal on the FFA. And look, if you don't get it resorted, you know, things can't go forever. You know, we already had the old NSL, very, very different from what the competition is today. But that ended. You know, competitions do fail if people don't work together. And at the moment, people aren't working together. And the ones who pay for it, the ones that you ultimately feel sorry for, are the fans.
Absolutely.
Because it's out of their hands. Yeah. And I think the fans this season, as a whole, have shown that they're dissatisfied. And when fans are dissatisfied, they don't go. And you've got to be very careful, guys, Berkey and TK, that, you know, you lose a fan, you have to work doubly hard to get them back.
Well, that's true. That's very, very true. Robbie, this Champions League is fantastic. I've been keeping people up to date with it. Currently, Manchester United away from home against Seville, 0-0, 76 minutes gone. In the other game, Shakhtar Donetsk have taken the lead over Roma 2-1.
It is. Look, it's so watchable, isn't it? I've been sitting up. And
it's fantastic.
I was getting home at that late hour. A little fella jumped on me and said, Champions League. So I got up and I've been watching since half time. Terrific tempo and intensity to the game. United playing pretty much on the counter-attack. That's the way Mourinho plays in the Champions League away from home. But they look very, very, very dangerous, Seville. Seville, great record in the European competition. Not so much in the Champions League, but they have won the Europa League a number of times.
They have indeed, Robbie. It's a high-class match. I tell you what, Manchester United, if they get away with a draw here, they'd be very happy with that one. Robbie, thanks for your time again this morning.
Good on you, troops. You have a great day.